Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Hello, Kimmy Walker here, and welcome back for another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about how we can stop making excuses and start reaching our goals and getting the results that we know we deserve. Excuses stop us from really moving forward in life and doing a lot of things that we know we should be doing, that we want to be doing, achieving goals that we've set for ourselves. Just excuses really limit us a lot of the times. Excuses could be anything from, I don't have enough time, I don't feel good enough, I'm too young, I'm too old, I don't have enough money for this, I don't have the experience, other people have done this and have failed, I'm not sure what will happen, I have too many other obligations. Tons of excuses. Sometimes we have reasons for why we can't go forward and do something, and they're actually legitimate. But a lot of times we use our reasons for not going or for not moving forward to just stop us and kind of paralyze us. So today I wanted to offer some tips on how to stop letting excuses kind of cripple us and stop us from doing what we really need to be doing for ourselves. Big one, I think, is comparing ourselves to others. A big thing is feeling like there is a way we should be doing things. And a lot of times, what's good for us and what may work for us may be completely different from someone else. Now, that's not to say that we can't utilize the benefits of working with other people or having accountability groups and accountability partners to help us reach things, but we want to make sure that we're not letting comparison stop us from doing things or making us feel like the ways that we go about doing things are wrong. So really try to stop the comparison. Another one is just kind of letting the fear of what could happen keep us from just trying and seeing. So fear of the unknown, fear of failure, just fear in general. It really stops a lot of people from even starting. Understand that things will happen. We will have conflict along the way. Like, life will never just be, nothing's ever going to happen. We'll never have any problems. That's just not a reality. So regardless of what you're trying to do, regardless of what change you're trying to make for yourself, or what improvement you're trying to make for yourself, whether it be personally or professionally, expect challenges because they will come. And that's not to say that you expect these challenges and you're nervous and you have anxiety at every moment and you're just waiting for something to go wrong. It's just understanding and saying that there will be things that I will have to navigate. Things may not go exactly as I plan. And in that, also thinking, what are some alternative ways that I may be able to navigate this journey when I do come into challenges? Okay, so excuses won't get you anywhere. Stopping when things get challenging won't get you anywhere. But we also always have to remember our long-term goal. So check back in frequently with yourself along your journey of reaching your goal, or executing whatever it is that you would want to do for yourself, whether that's starting a business or doing something for your physical health or making a change in your social life, whether that's with your family or your friends or your colleagues, your coworkers, making that change you want to in your career, going after that promotion that you want in your job. Remember your long-term goal. Remember your why. What's driving you? Remember your passion. When you have that in the forefront and you remember what it is that you really, really want, sometimes it can make those excuses that we create for ourselves seem so, so small. It makes us take things like, I don't have enough time, to us really looking at our schedule, really looking at our big goal and saying, oh, wow, I'm saying I don't have time, but I aimlessly spend 2 hours a day watching whatever on TV. That's just meaningless. Well, there was 2 hours I had right there that I could be utilizing. So the excuses that we make for ourselves a lot of times are not based in any merit or truth. So we have to explore the excuses that we constantly use and take those, see what's the truth in it, see what's the lie, and plan around that. If it's time, if you're feeling like you don't have enough time, sit down and look at your schedule and possibly time block, or create times for yourself when you can work on your goal. Create time for yourself where you have downtime. We're not always machines where we have to be moving every single waking moment of the day. So plan to succeed, but also leave some wiggle room in there for yourself, because as we said, life does happen. Another big one when it comes to excuses is just taking responsibility for ourselves. So not blaming our past, our upbringing, experiences that we've had or not had, not using those again as a way to stop us from going out and achieving what we want to do or what we said we need to do for ourselves. So that's really taking life by the horns, taking responsibility for yourself and saying that if I really want to do this, there's no way that I will let any of these excuses or any of these things that I'm saying are stopping me from reaching my goals. I'm not going to let them be bigger than me. So whether that excuse is time, or feeling like it's your age, or feeling like it's your circumstances, or feeling like it's a lack of resource, training, you ultimately choose what it is that you want to do. You can take those, say that they're excuses, look at how small they are, and take responsibility for yourself and say, I consciously have the choice on how I'm going to navigate this, how I'm going to move forward, and how I'm going to move past this. And ultimately, it's up to me to succeed. It's really up to us to accomplish our goals. And we put that back on us and not kind of the external forces and say, you know, this is mine. This kind of belongs to me. So putting the ball back in our own court and putting the power back in our own hands is also important when it comes to just kind of avoid excuses and not letting excuses stop us from executing. Another one, when it comes to making excuses, make sure that you're taking small, adequate steps toward your goals. You're not really moving too quickly, and you're also probably not moving too slow. Again, this comes back in a little bit past our planning, but when we're just kind of coming in to check and see, well, where am I at? How am I going? How am I moving towards my short-term goals that are helping me as the building block towards my larger goals? So coming back in and checking in just to make sure that your pacing is good, just to make sure that the steps and strides that you're taking are reasonable for you. That's also really good when it comes to making excuses, how to stop, because you're coming back in and looking at what it is that you're doing and how you are moving forward versus focusing on what is it that is going to stop me from doing this. So if it's saying that I don't have enough time, like we said, getting back in and looking at your calendar and looking at where you've done to help yourself and how you're doing things and how you're kind of time blocking and how you're scheduling. If it's your resources and feeling like money or experience is a problem, looking back and seeing where you're at. What's your budget? How much have you spent on A, B, and C? What are ways that you can kind of condense? Are there any free resources out there that you could utilize that would take some of the financial burden off of you? Other expenses that you might be able to cut out of your budget that might free up more money or income for you to achieve or try or do certain things that you need to do to reach your goals and be successful. Next one is a big one for excuses, is learning from your mistakes. Sometimes we hit a block. Sometimes we come in contact with a minor failure or something didn't go as planned. And a lot of times we let that just stop us, or we just quit from there. I don't know how many times I've worked with people, even especially with like losing weight or trying to do something physical, And the scale moved a little bit in the direction they didn't want it to do, or they binged and had something bad and they just allowed it to completely derail them. Like, oh, I just went ahead and had the cookies or pizza. And then that one little thing, it just threw them completely off track and they just let it snowball and they just stopped completely. They stopped all the good strides they were doing. They stopped all the healthy eating they were doing. They stopped all the exercising. But why? It was one small hiccup. And had they just picked themselves back up, dusted it off, said, you know what, this meal wasn't great, or I made a not so great decision, but it stops right here. I'm going to pick it back up, get myself back together, and make better choices tomorrow. They just completely stopped and backslid. So learn from your mistakes. Find the teachable moments in them for yourselves. And really focus on your strengths and get yourself back on track if you do derail. Don't allow a little setback to completely stop you from doing what you want to do. So hopefully these tips help you in stopping the excuses from just really not letting you execute as you need to. Here on Early Accountability Podcast, we want to equip you with as many things possible to help you execute and sustain results in regards to the goals that you've set for yourself, in regards to the actions that you want to implement in your life, in your wellness, in your health, in your well-being, in your career, business, what have you. So hopefully these are some tips that can help you in stopping making excuses and really execute the results that you want for yourselves. Until next time, thank you for tuning in to the Early Accountability Podcast.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.